Lingali tshona njani izulukanti aba yikudibana kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo uhlelo T-Connection lilami uMike Hove kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamthira mchongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo T-Connection muyineni wenyu Mike Hove welcome muri eZimbabwe welcome Zimbabwe muhle to T-Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington DC on Tuesday the 23rd of June 2020. Ontana Zimbabwe muhle tino urombo kuti atikwanise kupa ichirongwa chisemazuva or say this program is a pre-recorded program. It is not live due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, we are all have to work from home. Nepamsana page where chiche coronavirus. So for that reason, you cannot call in. Nonetheless, Muri Zimbabwe, Lilakugu Sichela Imibone Lisevensa iWhatsApp, Gunumbolo eti +12024650318. So kanamchila utipa, maundre yu pamsoro peju nyaya za chizenge tishitibata nasipa chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, munu kwani sa kutitumira ma message pa WhatsApp pa number 02 +12024650318. Tachipinda mnyaya tinazo nasi mchirongwa. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela pambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Tukuendera mberi muri eZimbabwe tichibata nyaya zvechirwere checoronavirus. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19. Now, as we speak, muri eZimbabwe, in the country, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is something that has led to a lot of people panicking, looking at how the numbers keep skyrocketing and increasing the jump between week, that is increasing week by week by week, is very high. Just the last time, we're talking about 200 COVID-19 cases. Nasi, we're talking over 500. That's a jump of over 300 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths also increased last week. We're talking about 4 people. Nasi uno, it is 6 people that have passed away due to COVID-19. But now we're not just looking at focusing on how coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwe, but tukubata imwenyaya zvekare inenge iri kupisa munyika. Namhla kuhlelo we're also looking at touching on the discussion of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak, muri Zimbabwe, there's been a lot of meetings whereby people are meeting and discussing on whether or not Zimbabwe's constitution or certain aspects of Zimbabwe's constitution need to be amended. So that's another discussion that we're going to delve into further. But first off, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, as we speak, according to John Hopkins University, over 9 million people have contracted coronavirus up to date. And of course, as we speak, like I mentioned earlier on, this is a pre-recorded program, so these numbers are most likely changing as we speak. Now, the death toll itself has risen to over 470,000 people worldwide. 9 million people tested positive for COVID-19. Death toll is at over 470,000. Now, if we zone back into Zimbabwe, earlier on, I gave you the numbers, but just to repeat them, in Zimbabwe, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 64 have recovered, and the death toll is currently at 6. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, over 63,000, the exact number of tests have been conducted in the country is 63,347 COVID-19 tests have been done. 36,126 are RDT tests and 27,221 are a result of PCR tests. Zimbabwe, we're touching on, of course, the rising numbers of coronavirus cases. Proposed constitutional amendments. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930-6040-15460 kilohertz per shortwave. I must repeat, muri Zimbabwe, once again, tino rombo, chirongwa chatirukupa izvezvi is pre-recorded. Nepamusana pezvo chirwere chiche coronavirus, we are all working from home. So silusizi ngempela mthwakazo mohle kodwa lingakhohlwi lakho ukusitshela imibono yenu. Sebenzisani WhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 lapho ukusithumezela imilayezelo. Makathi ra chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection. got The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. If you're just tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's delve into the discussion of the day. We have two things that we're going to be tackling early on. I mentioned it, but if you're just joining in, let me just give you a quick briefing. We're touching on the rising number of cases that are COVID-19 related. Monyika, tshangichibata zvekare nyaya yezve propose a constitutional amendment. First up, coronavirus. Let's head over to an interview I had with one of the doctors that I usually have, pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, who breaks down what all this means.
We are still telling the population that corona is there and it's real. And the numbers are increasing, and it's most likely due to the testing that we have improved on the testing, but we haven't reached the level that we want to reach. But we still remain vigilant in protecting ourselves from contracting the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Tichitarisa, some of the numbers themselves, I've realized that there's actually initially we're all, I guess, for lack of a better word, confident, because a lot of the cases that were coming in from outside of the nation. But now with the latest results that have been put out, it highlights that there's now a growing amount of community-based spreading of coronavirus. How are we supposed to react to this as Zimbabweans?
I think as we've been discussing throughout the entire COVID period, that we should always remain vigilant, because community spread is likely to be there, whether we have identified it or not. It's actually there. It's a reality. So most probably the reason why we hadn't really identified it is because we hadn't been testing enough, so we didn't know the proper epicenters of where the virus is coming from. But community spread is a reality, and we should always remain vigilant towards practicing social distancing, washing our hands, and so forth, so as to prevent this. So now the current statistics are showing that some of the tests that have been conducted show that there are some positive cases which have been spread in the community. So we should always remain vigilant towards preventing contracting the virus.
Now, let's look at the way we've been conducting our testing. It seems as though a lot of the testing was primarily focused on the quarantine centers, because that's where a lot of the cases were being identified. But now with the number increasing, the amount of people who are now with the community spreading now increasing, how are we supposed to, allocate our resources with regard to testing?
I think, I've been trying to explain that we should do rampant testing, so that we see and where the focus of infection is, which regions are highly transmissible. So kana tadaro, then we direct our attention towards those areas, but also maintaining testing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that way we will help to stop the increased spread of the virus, but also help to contain the virus itself, so that the communities are well taken care of.
All right.
But the only problem that I guess we are having is just that we are not testing enough, so such that we can identify those areas. As you can see, I think in South Africa they now have over 100,000 active cases, and we are lagging behind in terms of testing, so which is what we need to improve.
Right, Tombo Batanya in a Rimi Ramai, Kukonauti number, Evan, Varku spread out, Tachuanage Muvan, a Kalatigat Nechum Society, Irku Quira, a save, says Zaras Zimbabwe, Tofana Tabra saves.
Tofana ku Tanga ta accept a goody, the Shua Chirereti, Ichoqua, Dichirico. Was it nevangu vakufunga kuti maybe ndeze kudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Saka tinofanira kugara tichiziva kuti chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake. Uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractice ma principles edu ekuti tisawane utachiona. Tichipractice social distancing, tichigeza maoko, wakaona wa developa ma symptoms, wofonera ana maskokota kuti uudzwe kuti chii chiri kuitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekuno test.
Mhm. O kana namba yeye ya 2019.
2019.
Right. Saka zvino sezvo tikuona kuti namba yevanhu iri kuendera mberi chikwira yadarika 500. Pa time tarisa nzira yai allocate ma resources emnyika kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaitestwa vangari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari muma quarantine centers nemaondere nyu mungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy iyoyo here tichange kutesta vanhu vari mu society vagara vatori munyika.
I think ideally is what you kufana kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofana kuita open testing kuti munhu wese anofana achitokwanisa kutestwa through ma takatarisa zviri kuitwa munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kuma testing center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi ndokwatiri kufana tichitozosvika ikoko. But pare zvino tinoti ma resources edu asati akufanira ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe ma areas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofana takasvika ikoko kudhara ende ndokwatiri kufana kusvika. Sana masvikokota tiri kuti community testing is actually a must at this point in time.
Saka Dr. Nditsa Nangurire kuti zvinenge zvichishanda sei nekuti apa akatanga kubuda chirwere chitekeshera muZimbabwe. Kuti munhu anotestwa aitanga anoona doctor, doctor ndaichozomurefer kuna Anna Wilkins kuitira kuti anotestwa. Manje zvino kana makuti alright ngatichitanga kuita community based testing zvinenge zvakushanda sei?
Basically kana takuita community testing zvinoreva izvo kuti tinenge tine ma centers akati wande munyika anenge achiita sei? Achita test such that people can actually go to the centers themselves kana kuti vanhu vekuma center vanopinda mudzimba. So it can go either way. Yekuti you can walk in to a facility, then you just get tested, then ma results ako wozotumirwa womawana ipapo ipapo or otherwise. Saka ndo zvatiri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe kuti tirambe tichitesta vanhu vakawanda tiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika.
All right, hold on, let me just translate for our developer audience and then we'll wrap up our conversation. Yembokambe zulukandaba ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo wonke umuntu ongenayo. Thank you so much. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siyabona phela ukuthi elizweni sokulabantu abedlula 500 abalalo mkhuhlane. Njalo inani labantu abasebeshonile because of umkhuhlane we-coronavirus lalo selikhuphukile sekulabantu abayi 6 abasanda ukubhubha due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. So sikhuluma nje over 500 people tested positive for coronavirus elizweni. Njalo over 6 people have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. Kuhlelo silo dokotela tinothenda simemeza. Ngiyambuza phela udokotela ukuthi njengoba inani labantu elizweni lilokhu liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka, thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe kumele sikuthathe kanjani lokhu? Yena uthi hayi, bona njengabo dokotela kudala bakhuluma lokhu ukuthi babona ngani this is the trajectory okumele izinto zenzakale elizweni. Uthi ngombono wakhe hayi, lingasabi izulukandaba, qhubekani phambili, qhubekelani phambili, lithatha the correct measures ubona ukuthi ngeke libanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. So i-social distancing, qhubekela phambili, ugqoka ama-mask, qhubekela phambili, ugeza izandla ngesepa, qhubekela phambili, lingakukhohlwi konke lokhuya. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi njengoba siyabona phela indaba le e-community brain spreading ukuthi umkhuhlane lo lapha yasaqala bevele besithemba ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyangena elizweni because of abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphila kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, kwele Melika, kwele Ngilandi, abasebebuya phela eZimbabwe, yibo abaningi ababeletha lo mkhuhlane. Kodwa siyabona nje ukuthi lokhu kukhanya ngani sekuyatshintsha manje, umkhuhlane lo usungenile phakathi emphakathini kwabantu. So it's now spreading within ama communities achiyeneyo. So ngiyambuza udokotela ukuthi lokhu kumele sikuthathe njani njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe? Uthi hayi, yena ubona ngani sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende akhangele phela lokho okuthiwa i-community testing, ukuthi ngeke bakhangele ama-resources abo bethi hayi sikhangele ukutesta abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kuphela, kodwa sokumele kuhlolwe abantu abaphila emphakathini. So wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuthi ulakho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane, ocabanga ukuthi ulawo umkhuhlane lo, yena uthi hayi, instead of lokho esasikwenza ukuthi sokumele uyohlolwa ngabodokotela, udokotela besithi okay hambe Wilkins or empilo beyokutesta, usulakho la ukuhamba kuzaba kulama community centers, lapho ulakho ukuhlolwa for umkhuhlane lo. Doc, now let's wrap up our conversation here. People seem to have, and I think this is something we've talked about over the period, the discussions that we've had of the measures that people are taking to ensure that they don't contract coronavirus. Now, with things, lessening, or the restrictions slowly lessening, with a lot of people now going back to work and so forth, what advice would you give them to ensure that our battery nature is coronavirus?
All right. I think as the public spaces are now opening up and as people are going back to their works, workstations and so forth, we should always keep in mind and be wary about the possibility of us contracting the virus everywhere we are. So I think the principles just remain the same, that especially when you're in public spaces, you should keep on practicing social distancing and frequent washing of hands using soap and water every chance you get.
There's another question here, Najda Kuvunza, doctor. Tukona uti madropa kasi anasiana wanorukutalisa nematamu nedambuzigre mvura. Now, I'm sure we've highlighted throughout our discussions, edukuti, vanhu vanofana kugeza maoko. Geza maoko chincha kakosha zvikurusa. Zvino tichitarisa kumadhorobha akafanana naBulawayo uko vanotarisa dambudziko remvura. Nemadhorobha akasiyana-siyana muZimbabwe, Bulawayo haisiriyo yega. Vanhu vodi panguva yakadai uko vari kutarisana nedambudziko rokushaikwa kwemvura?
Mvura chinhu chakatikoshei nguva dzose, corona or no corona. I think izvozvo zviri kufanira kugadziriswa nekuchimbidza. Asi pari zvino kana pasina mvura, you can use my hand sanitizers and so forth, but zvinenge zvine mutengo futi, saka zvinotinetsei. Saka tine chikurudzira kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana pavanokwanisa kuwana a regular source of water, clean water, so that vakwanise kuramba vachiita hygienic nemazvo.
Right, Tando Kubonga, Udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Thank you so much, Dr. Simemeza, for taking time out. Kupinda Mchirongwa Chedu. So you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, who was breaking down what is happening in Zimbabwe. Over 500 cases right now have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths, nayo, yakura zvakare, there are now 6 people who have died due to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. And the number of people who have recovered due to COVID-19, who've recovered from COVID-19 has also gone up. It is now at 64.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Uhlelo The Connection mineni Mike Hobe muri Zimbabwe. Siyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed an interview that I had with Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza over the rising cases of coronavirus elizweni. Sisingena ke kuhlandla lesibili tochipinda kamuhurukure yechipiri munyaimwe yatikubata nasi muchirongwa, the issue of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak across the country in different areas, different different venues. They have been hosting discussions, and some of them, of course, due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, some of these discussions have been hosted online, whereby abantu are discussing whether or not isekelo sombuso, the country's constitution, should be changed. Let's head over to an interview that I had with a couple of young people in Zimbabwe who understand isekelo sombuso, who understand the legal issues. Paida Saurombe, our legal expert, joins us. He's on the panel. Tando Kwinji of Youth for Innovation Trust is also on the panel. I see Kokanjalo with Wongai Zimudzi, a human rights activist, and Jalo Wuhlelo, another gentleman that we had on our panel was Umnumzana Alex Kakanje with Batu Rezanu PF. Let's head over to the interview I had with them.
As you would recall, the current court came about in the year 2013. It came about through what we'd call a negotiation of the political actors. But most importantly, it came about through the people of Zimbabwe entering into a social contract with the state or with the government that we needed a new covenant or a new basis of our law that would guide us from our past. We're moving away from the Lancaster House Constitution that had been ushered in 1979 with the independence of Zimbabwe. And there was a referendum in the year 2000 where that constitution was supposed to have been changed, but the people of Zimbabwe rejected the constitution that was proposed then. And it was only in 2018 that a new constitution was ushered in through 94% of the people in Zimbabwe, or the people who voted, voting that they were accepting this new constitution. And as this new constitution came into place, one of the ideal provisions, or the uppermost provisions in this constitution, is Section 7 of this constitution in the founding provisions, which says that this constitution, in fact, which says that the state must promote public awareness of this constitution, in particular, first of all, by translating it into all officially recognized languages and disseminating it as widely as possible, and requiring this constitution to be taught in schools as part of the curricula for the training of members of the security service, the civil service, and members and employees of public institutions, and also by encouraging all persons and organizations, including civic organizations, to disseminate awareness and knowledge of this constitution throughout the society. This constitution is barely 10 years old, number one. This constitution, most of our laws, because they were emanating from the old order, your Lancaster House Constitution, they then became redundant in relation to our current constitution. And what was then supposed to happen was an alignment process that was supposed to happen of the constitution with our legislation. And I think for a while, from 2018, there was this whole noise of alignment. We want to align the constitution. But the noise suddenly died down. And all of a sudden, with the elections in 2018, and as the new government was ushered in, instead of the project of aligning the constitution, continuing, instead of chapter Section 7 being implemented, that public awareness of this particular constitution be promoted, we now hear that the constitution wants to be amended. And these are more than 20 amendments, I think about 24 amendments at one go. Up until the year 2018, when we had the new constitution, we had approximately about 21 amendments. And this is the first where we actually have 24 amendments at one go of a constitution that it hasn't been fully implemented. So I think that's the brief background to our current constitution and to the current to what is currently happening to this constitution.
So now, tell me something. You mentioned the age itself of the constitution. Our constitution was set up in 2013. This is 7 years later. What's the rush to now amend the constitution itself? And besides that, has everything that has been put in place by the constitution lived up to by government?
One would ask that very same question to the government that has proposed the amendments. Why the rush? Has the constitution be fully implemented?
The next person we're going to head over to, Muthando Kuinji. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo njani sisonke? Siyabona abantu abaningi ngempela seem to be up in arms about, you know, proposed constitutional amendments. Let me make that very clear. That seems to be going about right now. Awusitshela umbono wakho wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo who's also part of the civic space. So what is your opinion on these proposed amendments?
Amendment to the constitution in Zimbabwe, as it would be second amendment. Our country is currently facing so locally lockdown, and we are in Zimbabwe. We are in Joba. We are in Chilo. We are in Abandu. We are in amendment. They are going to be Sibala constitution in 2013. We are going to be able to follow. And I must say, the amendment lay with major implications in relation to our political rights for young people, as well as our socio-economic rights as well.
Right. What thing you I guess, is for me. Siyabona phela ama amendments, ama nyang corner that are being proposed. They touch on ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo izikhundla. When we're talking about ukungena ku parliament. Now, njengoba they are now proposing things like that, siyezwa abanye abantu abasakhulayo hailing these proposals, vesithi this is something that is allowing abantu abasakhulayo to be more included when we're talking about indaba ze decision making. Why would people be against something like that?
It's, for one, people would be against it because in nature it's tokenistic. Zimbabwe njengokuthi njani khathesi imajority esilayo vele ngabantu abangwentanga kusho ukuthi eParliament lakho kumele ukuthi ngakugcwele abantu abangwentanga bemelela abanye ontanga but okwakhathesi nje i-constitution le inika ontanga ama-seats angu-10 eParliament and ama-seats engu-10 evela kuma-political parties and awakho constituency based ukuthi umuntu lo eyabe sefakwe eParliament uyabe ephuma ukuhlala khona phana eqale ezizandla layo.
Let's head over to Esther. Let's hear kuti iye arikuzvona say my proposed amendments. Esther, vongai ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. How are you doing? Oh, thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program.
Thank you.
Now, recently I saw you and Namatai in the streets highlighting issues, the issues that you have as young people pertaining to the constitutional amendments. Could you give us a little more insight on that? What exactly was going on and why are you guys in the streets protesting in, you know, regards to the constitutional amendments?
Okay, so me and Namatai on Friday, we went to the minister's office, Mr. Zambi Zambi, who is the minister of legal, to seek audience with him, to chitawaranani na we the manner in which the public consultations were held.
Okay.
Me and Namatai, we hold different views on the contents of the amendments on themselves, but what we have in common is the grievances that we had in terms of how the manner in which the consultations were being held under. You find that the consultations were only held over Zoom. And I so managed to be privileged enough to attend a Zoom meeting with at least 100 people. So, including the MP MPs. So what does this then mean? It means that more than 10,000 people in Harare who voted yes for the constitution are now being represented by less than 100 people mm-hmm. who are now going to make decisions that's going to change their, that's going to re-veto the decisions that they made in 2018. Mm-hmm. And for us, we thought that this was unfair, and this was also a fight over democracy.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. As a young person, because I was reading earlier on, I was researching more on the youth participation in the Constitution, a lot of young people don't seem to understand much about the Constitution itself. Now, here comes the amendments. Why should young people care about all these amendments that are being proposed?
Because young people, we are the ones who are going to feel the effects
mm-hmm.
much more than any other age group.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to be extending, for instance, the quota system, the women's quota system, it means that 10 more years of women getting in parliament based on tokenism, it means 10 more years of women's issues not being adequately represented in parliament.
So now let's touch on, you touched on women representation and young people itself. I was reading a little on Clause 11, which talks about the representation of women and youths. 10 seats being set aside. First of all, considering the fact that majority of the population in the country run rich and leaky, is 10 seats enough?
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. When I first had an encounter with the document, I said, this is nonsense. This is an insult to our intelligence as young people mm-hmm. because we constitute more in terms of numbers.
Pachirongwa Tinaba, Alex Gakanje, he's a ZANU-PF youth member. Gakanje, do you know Mkamchira Mchirongwa Zurufambe?
Yeah,
thank you so much for taking time out to join me, Pachirongwa Jedu. Right. The proposed constitutional amendments. Some of these proposed things are not enough for Wechidiki. Aiwa, 10 seats, that's nowhere enough for it to allow youth empowerment. Constitutional amendments.
But it's a gatimbo, we had nothing. Now we have 10.
regaitipe mzvarisi mudzimukana wekuva kupindurei ndikudzwa kuti she's dying to respond. Esther, go ahead and respond.
You know, this is the kind of nonsense that we are tolerating in this country. And this is the kind of insults that we always have to face as young people. Kana muchitanga kutaura kuti tiri kutanga pa 10, why are you starting on 10? Why are you starting on 1P province? And besides, why is it that we are not getting as many young people to be getting in parliament? We all know it is a public secret kuti ma political parties many momo, how you are pushing down young people kutwasa pilema positions. We all know how the system is conservative of whosoever, isn't it? And especially because we've got an understanding of this big brother mentality and entitlement. So we can't continue allowing you to continue stealing our future just because Muruguti, my youth, why are you awarding us 10 seats? Who are you to award us 10 seats? Why start at 10 seats? Why not start at 30? Why not start at 60? 2013, we agreed to have 60 women in parliament. Why now then starting with Kanamori by youth? We now need 10 seats. Why not start at 60? And it's also, why not put all right? Since Mumunika, Timmy, Makawanda, Vesidik, it's also that Siva Pay, Vesidikam, my sister Makawanda, it's also a good to teach Pama Court. Why not do that? If you are recently about democracy and equality, why not do that?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you both for 1 second. Paida, are you back on the line?
I'm back on the line.
Okay, awesome. Now, there seems to be this heated understanding. We have Esther Zimudzi on the line, and she's highlighting how, as a young person, she feels as though, first of all, 10 seats is not even enough, remotely enough, to allow space for youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. She feels as though there should be more additions that allow youth to be more participating in terms of local government. So we're talking municipalities, councils, and so forth. Now, we also have Alex Katanje, who highlighted saying 10 seats or 10 is a good starting position, considering the fact that Richard Niki, they didn't even have anything to start with. What is your take on this?
Thank you, Mike. First of all, when we look at the quota system on its own, saying that we want to reserve 10 seats for the young people, the first question we need to ask is, what is parliament meant for? Mm-hmm. What is parliament meant for? The word parliament itself coming from the word parler, which means a French word, which means to speak on behalf of.
Mm-hmm.
So already we have got, the question we need to ask is, already we have got young people who are in parliament,
mm-hmm.
though a small number, what is it that they are doing on behalf of young people?
Mm-hmm.
We have a ministry that is dedicated to young people, the Ministry of Youth.
Right.
What is that ministry currently doing for young people? Before we talk of adding a certain number, which I would agree that it's simply being brought in as a number, 10 young people. From where? From what? What is the rationale that we are bringing in 10 young people? Mm-hmm. Can we not have other means of empowering young people? And one of those means is, what are the political parties who are bringing in members of parliament to parliament doing about young people coming into parliament?
Mm-hmm.
What are the policies of the political parties in terms of empowering young people, reserving certain seats for young people?
Now, tell me something, Paida. There seems to be a heated discussion with regards to how many people need to be consulted before there is an actual amendment. Esther Vongai was highlighting earlier on that, you know, this is happening during COVID times, and a lot of the things that are being done, they're trying to utilize online tools. And in some of the meetings whereby people are supposed to be giving their opinion on these proposed amendments, munopinda meeting, yes, Zoom, munege munevanu 10, munege munevanu 100 at most. But now you can't have a circumstance whereby 100 people are speaking on behalf of millions. So now, how many people need to actually give the go-ahead before there is a proposed, before a proposed amendment can actually become an amendment?
Thank you so much. If you recall when we started, I gave a brief background on where we are actually coming from in mm-hmm. terms of this particular constitution, where we had 94% of the people who actually voted in a referendum agreed to the constitution. Mm-hmm. Where I said this was a social contract between the people and those who govern the people, that this is going to be the document that govern us. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the current statistics of what is currently happening in the so-called public consultations, there are only 950 people who are going to actually be consulted in a country where we have got a population of 15 million people. Mm-hmm. To a document that's sacrosanct, to a document that's the supreme law in this country, to a document that took voters to actually dedicate a day to go and agree on. Mm-hmm. So really for me, it cannot be that we simply do this in an era or in a time where we are saying the country is actually locked down, people are being returned home, there is no proper business taking place even in the country, and yet we are saying we are having public consultations to amend a document that was agreed for, a document by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to the people. We need to go back to the constituencies in the same manner that we did in 2013 when this document came into place. Mm-hmm. So we simply cannot have a very a small number of people going on to agree, and then we have got 210 members of parliament and the 80 senators agreeing on a document that the whole of Zimbabwe had to agree on. Mm-hmm. So we might not have a particular number, but we really need to go back to the people that we consulted in 2013 mm-hmm. when we came up with this document.
But now, that still doesn't answer the question. That still doesn't answer the question, Pida. Does it have to be a majority? Can a minority decide on behalf of majority? Or does it have to be, is there a specific amount? Does it have to be 90% and above? Or how does this work?
Unfortunately, our constitution does not provide for it. It gives that power to parliament. Mm-hmm. But when you look at how parliament operates, it has to be the majority of the people in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
When we usually undergo other public consultations, you will find that consultations take place widely in the remotest of places. Consultation takes place during so many days, consultations, different groups of people are consulted, mm-hmm. which to me then is interpreted as they should be a majority of people in this country who are consulted before these wholesale changes are made to this document. We cannot simply have a minority. We cannot simply have one political party deciding that we are going to amend just because we have got the majority in parliament.
Tando, mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've heard some of the things that are being highlighted. Esther uthintile ngempela udaba lokuthi she feels as though it's not enough. Amasitha ayi-10 kuphela. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo njalo umuntu wesifazana ukubona njani how much needs to be given to abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana for there to be enough ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana balakho ukusithuthukisa elizweni.
Yes, but Mike, we've been here before. Mm. We've been here before with the women's quota, and Katesi women's quota, it's being extended because evidently Izani 7, mm-hmm. because wakui wupomu kufawa nje, ama sitsu wanalawana bafawa parliament, bahamba kona lale e parliament, baate tiswa, utawa lama constituencies, baate tetisiwe, and they really caused more harm to ilokuzenin, e women, e gender equality, than contributing to it lapha in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And Katesi, when we are talking about the youth quota system, I think it's very evident, it's very clear that it really is not justice to our situations that young people are facing lapha in Zimbabwe. If I may give our examples, Katesi
like recently, more January, people gathered to accelerate our SDGs, our Sustainable Development Goals, our corner, our achieved by 2030. Mm-hmm. And as the African Union, we have Agenda 2063. Mm-hmm. Where Africa should be developed by 2063. And over the Parliament, we are not preparing ourselves. What the rest of the world and what the rest of Africa is preparing for.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Let's head over to Ragakanje and hear Ukuthi yena, what does he have to say? Ragakanje, mchiripo parunare. Right, Manzwa Shukuta Ruoka, and among my panelists, Tando highlighted a very important thing. Vachiti, yes, hongu pane nyai yema seats evachidiki, but there seems to be other issues, or sorry, bigger issues, such as my amendments, for example, judges to stay there until they're about 70 years old, which is way above Yatinoti retirement age. Imiwo sevachidiki mrukuzi wana wo sage.
Amendment the constitution is constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean here is there is nothing wrong in amending the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of amending the constitution is to tangira paku consult the public.
Mm-hmm.
And the public, you know, to consult the eventual negotiator attend. If we are to do an election, my brother.
Mm.
We consider the people who have participated in that election, so that we count in numbers of votes. We count in numbers of people who have casted their votes. We don't consider election looking at the fact of general populace. We have more than 16 million, let me say 16 million people in Zimbabwe. But the people who registered to vote are way less than that number. Mm-hmm. And of the total number that registered to vote, not everybody tend to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't consider that on proclaiming maybe the winner or the loser or counting the votes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are on the Zoom meeting and we manage to have 100 people participating,
mm-hmm.
it's from that 100 people who have participated where we can derive figures of people who are agreeing to the amendments.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, whatever contributions that are being made by the people who are managing to attend these public hearings is what will be considered in the constitution. Moreover, proceeding to the parliament is a process foot in order contribution of parliamentarians.
Mm.
And you know, in parliament, there may be the issues of more than two-thirds or of two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the matter. As youths, we should look at issues that directly impacts our livelihood.
Mm.
Issues not going to affect our life.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of my judges, when you talk about 78 years or 75 years, how does that affect our lives as you?
Rekaende kubata ipamuromo vakakanje tinzwa kuti vasaurombe ivo vanoti vasaurombe muchiripo parunare. Right, man, was a highlight for Nata and Domkans was a carriage a highlight for Navagakanje. Eva Gakanje, Vati Nemaundro Avo, Chekutanga, those 10 seats, and Isusevich Dikitofan of Faranas, when it's a good starting point. For Abata Zakari, Yai, Bonzo, Nata and Uyese, and Wongai Panga Sataenda, Yai, Shukuti, and there are other amendments that are beyond just the 10 seats. Amongst them being the that allow Mtungamiru Wenyika to have a lot more power. He highlighted one thing. And isu sevechidiki, we must focus on things that are in relation to us. Sakari gaindu kubunze imi se munu anunya tuntrisisa nyaeze mutemo. Why should the youth of Zimbabwe care about whether or not a judge anupiwa mkano kwenye rambera chishanda up until he's 70? Why should we care
whether or not mutungamiriri wenyika vanopiwawo mamwe masimba.
Thank you so much, Nkoma Mike. First of all, I do not agree with the position that Senator Chidiki only concentrate on issue irikuti irikunzi ndoye irikuti affecta ye 10 masits. Senator Chidiki, first and foremost, we are the majority in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot simply say concentrate on the 10 seats and debate on that. Do not talk about ma judges are going there, or do not talk of about the appointment of the judges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country where we need all of us to make contributions to each and every provision.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vichidiki Vacho kune saying inonzi kuti tiso vatungamiriri vamangwana. Ina handitoti tiso vatungamiriri vamangwana, asi tiso vatungamiriri vanhasi. Kana tichiti isusu munhu mucivil service tinoda kuredusa makore atatogara atinawo ekuti 65 retirement and we go to 60. And if we then increase makore evamwe vari in some other positions, kuti varambe vachienderera vachienderera, when is it when we are going to give the young people also a chance or the young people to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes actually quite contradictory, kuti on one hand we are saying kuti isai ten seats for young people so that their voices be heard. And on the other hand, to increase makore varipo vacho vechikuru varipo vaenderere mberi kusvika ku 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of women quotas, ngatidzokerei zvakare kuelectoral act. You know, our constitution is a beautiful document. Mukaenda pa section 17 ye constitution yedu, inototaura about that gender balance, kuti we should reach gender balance ye 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
In institutions and even in institutions like parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying kuti let's increase the quota system for another 2 terms of parliament, why don't we implement section 17? Because tika enda ku 163 iyo ku 123 yatoda kuno aminda kuti ti increase with the other 2 terms. We won't achieve section 17, which is a better section. You put it in that it's a 50-50. Instead of putting tingo unza madzimai ku parliament, tingo without merit, that it's a 50-50, women giving them equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's Kati, so says Drew Mangoi, so let's now try wrap up a conversation here too. Uzwile okushiwo ngu-Esther, uzwile ngempela okushiwo ngu-Paida, njalo okushiwo ngu-Mnumzana uGakanje. Yena uthi intsha should appreciate the 10 seats that they've been provided. Njalo intsha yeZimbabwe kumele, they need to focus on ama-amendments that are being proposed that affect impilo zabantu abasakhulayo. Hayi ukugijimisana ngalokho ukuthi umongameli uzathola some more power from other amendments, njalo ukuthi u-Chief Justice la uzathola ithuba lokusebenza ukusiye efika abe 7 years. Uthi hayi intsha kumele ifocuse on izinto ezimayelana ngabantu abasakhulayo. Ukubona njani lokho?
Ngike ngithi zonke lezane izinto eziku-amendment ziyasikonsela directly as young people.
Kanjani?
Singakhanyela especially yona le eyamajaji yimwe untama oselokishini khathesi ongakwanisa ukuphuma engagqokanga imaski afike phandle afike abotshwe ngamapholisi. So i-judicial system iyam-affecta directly as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
So akumelanga ukuthi sibe sesichiyela umongameli, because as good citizens, I think what we need to be doing njengabantu beZimbabwe yikuthi sibambisane, sincedisane in governing
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu Thando. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Wathi ngiphosele umbuzo ofanayo uthi uPhila and Alex Gakanje, and then we have to wrap up our conversation. Saka tothanga kwaMuriba Gakanje, muchiripo parinare. Right, manzi wazvataurwa naThando. First thing she highlighted at Iowa, zvese zvamakurukura nyaya yemajaji zvese hanzi zvino pane mukana wokuti vechidiki, if they don't focus on it, zvinokanganisa kukanganisa ramangwana revechidiki. Abata zvekare nyaya yekuti hanzi
ndamubvunza ndikanyaya yekuti vechidiki don't seem to be invested panotarwa nyaya yezveconstitution yenyika. Saka ndamubvunza kuti pane zviripo here zvingaitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki navo vatange kuinvesta in certain issues like these, nekuti ndizvoka zvinozo director ramangwana ravo. Saka imi semwe wevechidiki ndimi kamunoita nyaya dzepolitics, what can be done kuitira kuti vechidiki vatange kunzwisisa kukosha kwema processes akadai, uyezve Tando anyatso highlight akati nyaya iyi yepolitics inenge inoti netsei, nekuti vechidiki havasi kupiwa mikana yekunyatso participate munyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Saka zvii zvinofanira kuitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki mangwana vaonewo mukana wekuparticipata mune maprocedures akadai vakasununguka?
Chekutanga, vechidiki tinofanira kuve responsible. We should know kuti activism inotangira papi inoperera papi. We shall never be taken seriously in politics when we mistaken democracy for lawlessness, freedom of speech for insults. We should know kuti kana pakutaurwa nhau dzenyika hapatariswe age in terms of demographics. Panotariswa maideas. But my youth, Johannes, takawanda nhasi, we have a problem yekuti panotaurwa ma serious issues ekuvaka nyika, we then come in as activists and alarmists.
All right. Regai tipe vasaurombe mukana, and then we wrap up the conversation. Paida, uchiripo parunare?
Ndichipo mukoma, Mike.
You get to wrap up the conversation, mukoma wangu. Manzwa zvataurwa navagakanje, mukanzwa zvekare zvataurwa naTando. Hanzi navagakanje vechidiki, aiwa, hanzi, you must work alongside government, kwete zvokuda kurwisanisa nehurumende. Petai nekutipa maundre.
Thank you so much. Ichocho ichokwadi kuti tinofanira kunga tiri vanhu vanotaura. I think what's important in a democracy are the discussions and the debates that are ongoing. It is important that the voice of young people be heard. Tingangwati tine ma disagreements ati now, but those disagreements and the debates help us to make a future of this country. Tiri vechidiki, tiri vatungamiriri vanhasi, tiri vatungamiriri vamangwana. We have a beautiful written constitution yatinayo. Let's debate on it. Let's see kuti constitution iyoyi pane zvekuda kunzi zvichinjwa, hatisi kuzvichinjira for current political benefits here. What will this constitution look like as a document 10 years from now? What will this constitution look like as a document 50 years from now?
All right, Tando Bonga, Paida Saurombe, Tando Kuinji, Vongai Zimutsikanyelo, Alex Gakanje, ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lamusakhulayo, tinotenda zvikurusa. Mure Zimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa changa chibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus, mukuhlane weCOVID-19. There's been a jump of positive cases at least only by over 300 people. The number of deaths has also increased. The last time we spoke lapa uhlelo lwethu lamusakhulayo, we were talking about 4 people that had passed away due to COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje namhla, it's 6 people. Once again, Mure Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. Saka tine urombo, by the time you go on air, these numbers may or may not have changed. But zvisinei, Mure Zimbabwe, tanga tiri pano tiri tose pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Abafisa kuxoxa lami lako kungithola ku social media, ku Twitter, njalo ku Instagram @bigmike3 bigmyke3. Iyoni username yami, ndipo pamunokwanisa kundibata. Mure Zimbabwe musakanganwe, munokwanisa kutitumirawo mashoko enyu pa WhatsApp pa number 021 202-465-0318. Mure Zimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sesifikile mapetseleni ohlelo lwatu lwavasakhulayo namhla. Sohlangana same time, same place, lapa emsakazweni weStudio 7, pano panepfenyuro yeStudio 7. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndine wenyu Mike Hove, Mure Zimbabwe. Bye bye.